the male hogs, they kept them shut up a lot of times and didn't let them run out in the woods because they'd go off.
What do you mean stock hogs?
Well, he was a boy hog. Just like a man is a man, he's a baby, he got the pigs, see?
Did you, any other name for a male hog that...
Well, if it's case on that, it'd be too nasty to say.
It's all right.
It was called boar hogs.
That's not nice at all to say.
No, they call them male hogs. But not just for around where there's company to say boar hog.
What, you know, there are different names of pigs and hogs according to how old they are. What, when they're first born, you call them?
Little pigs.
Okay.
Then they get up a little bigger, you call them a shoat.
About how big is a shoat?
Well, something like 100 pounds, 50 pounds, I'd say. Well, then on to 100, 200, he's a hog. He's ready to butcher.
What if it's a female?
Well, they call it the gilt.
Okay. And if she's had pigs, then she
calls it a sow.
Okay. And say if you had a hog and, or say if you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a male hog, what would you say you were going to do?
Castrate him.
Okay. Any other words for that people would say?
Well, some call him castrate, some call him crack.
Okay.
Either one.
And then he'd be a, what?
So what would he be? He wouldn't be a, what do they call a male hog after he's castrated?
Bar.
I know there's something called a bar.
Okay. And, what was the...
That's the kind you made the meat out of after you worked on him. You didn't kill him before he was, you know, what I say mean castrated. You wouldn't kill them kind. It wasn't, meat wasn't good until you done that to him.
You would never kill females?
Oh, yes. They kill them. A lot of time before they would find pigs, and then after they'd call them old sow. Kill them. When they got tired of them raising pigs, then they'd butcher them.
Would that meat taste as good as...
Yes, it was fine. It's good. They throw away a lot of it, all these udders that you call where the pigs, you know, drink the milk. They don't just not use that for meat at all.
What would say the biggest building that you had on the farm?
Well, this house was the biggest thing we've ever had.
Well, besides the house, though?
Well, the crib. The corn crib where you put the corn.
Where would you keep hay?
Well, we had a fodder loft up over the overhead, and that's where they kept the fodder, and if we had hay up there, we'd be up over the corn. And then we had one up over the stable where the horse was down here, and up yonder was a loft up there where we kept fodder. And they were hens that lay up there, and we had to climb them logs and go up there and get the eggs.
Is there another name for a crib?
Well, some of them called them barns. Crib and a barn is all I've ever heard them called.
It's the same thing, though.
Yes, same thing.
What about a building where you store grain? Did you ever have one of something like that?
Nothing on the one for the corn. And that was our grain. And cotton, we had a house to put the cotton in. And then the seed, they'd have the seed out of the cotton and put it. Walk the floor out if you can help.
Some trouble.
There are. So old bull cow.
You had too much hay to put up in the loft.
Well, you'd probably sell it to somebody.
Or did you ever see it left outside in the...
Well, I have seen it left out on shelters. When I had cows, I put them in one of the shelters out there.
Did you ever see people take a pole and then...
Sack fodder in it?
Yes,
ma'am. We done.